Imagine you are sinking into the deepest, darkest part of the ocean. The weight of the water above you is immense, a pressure that would crush a car like a soda can. The sunlight is a forgotten memory, a million miles away. There is no up, no down, only a cold, silent, and absolute blackness. And then you see it. A soft, ghostly blue light pulses in the void. It's not a reflection. It's a living thing, creating its own light in the endless night. A moment later, another light appears, a chain of glowing green dots that drifts past. Then a spectacular explosion of light, a swirling galaxy of pinpricks that flashes and disappears, a silent firework display in the abyss. This isn't science fiction. This is our own planet, a world where life has learned to conquer the darkness by becoming the light. But you don't have to travel to the bottom of the ocean to see this magic. You might have seen it on a warm summer evening in your own backyard. As dusk settles and the air grows still, you see a flicker of light near the grass, then another and another. Soon the whole lawn is filled with the gentle blinking lanterns of fireflies, each one sending out a silent glowing message. It's the same incredible phenomenon you saw in the crushing dark of the deep sea. The same cold, living light. How is this possible? How can an animal, a fungus, or even a tiny bacterium create light from its own body, with no electricity, no filament, and almost no heat? This isn't a trick. It's one of nature's most beautiful and efficient inventions. Welcome back to How Does That Work? In today's episode, we're switching off the lights to explore the amazing world of bioluminescence. We're going to dive into the chemical reaction that allows living things to glow in the dark, a process that has been perfected over millions of years. We will uncover why something as different as a mushroom in a dark forest and a jellyfish in the deep ocean evolved the very same superpower, and how they use it to survive in a world of constant competition. From the familiar blink of a firefly to the ghostly glow of the sea, we're going to find out how life itself makes light. At its very heart, all bioluminescence works because of a simple but elegant chemical reaction, like a recipe with two very special main ingredients. It's the same basic principle, whether you're looking at a fungus glowing faintly on a forest floor or a fish lighting up the deep sea. The first ingredient is a molecule that actually stores the potential for light. The second ingredient is a special type of protein called an enzyme, whose job is to kickstart the chemical reaction and unlock the light stored in that first molecule. When these two molecules meet in the presence of oxygen, a tiny controlled burst of energy is released in the form of a particle of light, which is called a photon. Scientists have given these two key ingredients beautiful and fitting names, both derived from the Latin word lucifer, which means light bringer. The light storing molecule is called luciferin, and the enzyme that starts the reaction is called luciferase. You can think of luciferin as the fuel for the light, and luciferase as the engine that burns that fuel. A living creature has to spend energy making both of these substances, but once it has them, it holds the power to create light whenever it needs to. The organism has complete control over this reaction, deciding exactly when and where to mix the luciferin and luciferase to produce a glow. The easiest way to picture what's happening is to think about a glow stick. You know how a glow stick is just a dark plastic tube until you bend it and hear that crack. Inside that tube, there's a small, fragile glass vial floating in another chemical liquid. The chemical in the glass vial is like the luciferin, and the chemical surrounding it is like the luciferase. They are kept completely separate. When you bend the glow stick, you snap that inner glass vial, and for the first time, the two chemicals can mix. The moment they touch, they react and release energy as light, causing the stick to glow. Bioluminescence is nature's own version of a glow stick, but it's far more sophisticated. It's a reusable, controllable glow stick that life has built right into its own cells. For thousands of years, humans have witnessed this living light with a mix of awe and fear. Sailors returned from long voyages with tales of ghostly glowing seas and fiery wakes trailing their ships. Phenomena they often attributed to sea monsters or magic. The first known scientific mind to tackle the subject was the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, over 2,300 years ago. He noted the strange cold light emanating from dead fish and fungi, and in a brilliant observation, he wrote that this light was not like fire because you couldn't feel any heat from it. This simple but profound insight that this was cold light was the very first step in separating bioluminescence from all other known forms of light. For centuries after Aristotle, the phenomenon remained a mysterious curiosity. It wasn't until the late 1800s that real progress was made. A French scientist named Raphael Dubois conducted a groundbreaking experiment. He took a glowing clam, ground it up, and mixed it with cold water to create a glowing liquid. Then he let the liquid sit until the glow completely faded. In another beaker, he took a fresh clam and mixed it with hot water, which instantly destroyed the glow. But here's the brilliant part. When he let the hot water mixture cool down and then poured it into the first beaker of faded cold water liquid, the glow instantly returned. Dubois realized he had successfully separated the two key ingredients. The cold water extract had the light-producing chemical, which he named luciferin, but it eventually ran out of the enzyme needed to activate it. The hot water extract had destroyed the delicate enzyme, which he called luciferase, but the heat-stable luciferin molecule was still intact. By mixing them back together, he reconstituted the glowing reaction. This clever experiment was the foundation of our modern understanding, proving that the glow was not some mysterious life force, but the result of a specific chemical recipe. What makes this process so incredible is how stunningly efficient it is. When you think of light, you often think of heat. An old-fashioned incandescent light bulb, for instance, is incredibly wasteful. It creates light by heating a tiny wire until it glows white hot, but about 90% of the energy it uses is wasted and given off as heat, not light. That's why those bulbs get so hot to the touch. The chemical reaction of bioluminescence, however, is the exact opposite. It is almost perfectly efficient, releasing nearly all of its energy as light. Scientists call it cold light because it generates almost no heat at all. If you could hold a firefly in your hand, you would see its brilliant lantern flash, but you wouldn't feel even the slightest bit of warmth. It is a pure, silent, and cold glow, a masterpiece of natural engineering. One of the most amazing things about bioluminescence is that it doesn't just come in one color. We've seen it as the ghostly blue of the deep sea and the familiar yellowish green of a firefly. But it can also be pure green, orange, or even red. This isn't random. The color of the light is perfectly tuned to the environment where the creature lives and what it needs the light for. The color is determined by the exact molecular shape of the luciferin molecule. Just as different types of wood burn with different colored flames, different types of luciferin release slightly different amounts of energy when they react. Our eyes interpret these different energy levels as different colors. In the deep ocean, the vast majority of bioluminescence is blue or blue-green. There's a very practical reason for this. Water is great at scattering and absorbing light, but the one color that travels the farthest through it is blue. Red and yellow light get absorbed very quickly and don't travel far. So if you're a deep-sea creature that needs to send a signal, find prey, or see what's around you, using blue light is the most energy-efficient option. It's the color that gives you the most bang for your buck in the watery darkness. On land, however, the rules are different. Fireflies produce light that is typically yellow or green. In a forest or a field at night, the background is full of dark shapes and shadows. A sharp, yellow-green light stands out brilliantly against this backdrop, making it the perfect color for sending clear signals to potential mates over long distances. In this environment, blue light would be less noticeable. This difference is a perfect example of evolution at work, fine-tuning even the color of light to make sure the signal is sent as clearly and efficiently as possible, whether it's through 1,000 feet of water or across a quiet backyard. While the chemistry is fascinating, the real story of bioluminescence is about why it exists in the first place. Nature is practical. It rarely develops such a complex and energy-intensive skill without a very good reason. An animal's ability to glow is like a secret superpower, one that living things have adapted to use in a stunning variety of ways to solve the biggest challenges of life. Finding a partner, getting a meal, and avoiding being eaten. It is a silent, glowing language used for everything from romance to warfare. Perhaps the most familiar use of this language is for finding a mate. When you see fireflies blinking on a summer night, you are witnessing a beautiful and complex conversation. Each species of firefly has its own unique code. A male on the wing will flash a specific pattern, perhaps two quick flashes followed by a pause, that says, "I am a male of this species, and I'm looking for a partner." A female of the same species, waiting in the grass below, will recognize that signal. If she is interested, she will wait a specific amount of time and then flash her own signal back in response, telling the male where she is. It's a silent, long-distance love song written in flashes of light, a critical tool for finding each other in the dark. In the crushing blackness of the deep ocean, however, light is more often used not for romance, but for hunting. The most famous example is the fearsome-looking anglerfish. In a world with no light, the anglerfish creates its own. Dangling from its head is a long, flexible spine, and on the tip of it is a fleshy little ball that glows with a ghostly light. The anglerfish doesn't chase its prey, it simply waits in the darkness, waving this irresistible glowing lure back and forth. Smaller fish, mesmerized by the only point of light in their world, swim in to investigate. As soon as they get close enough, the anglerfish opens its enormous tooth-filled jaws, and the curious little fish disappears. It's a perfectly evolved, deadly trap. For other creatures, bioluminescence is the ultimate defensive weapon. Some deep-sea shrimp, for example, have a brilliant escape tactic. When a predator attacks, they spew a bright cloud of glowing chemical goo directly into the predator's face. It's like a flashbang grenade, a blinding burst of light that startles and disorients the attacker, giving the shrimp a precious few seconds to escape into the darkness. On an even smaller scale, the microscopic plankton that cause ocean waves to glow at night use light as a defense mechanism. When the water is disturbed by a fish or a boat, millions of these tiny organisms flash in unison. This sudden, massive flash can startle a predator, and it also creates something called a burglar alarm. The bright light can attract the attention of an even bigger predator from farther away, which might come and eat the thing that was trying to eat the plankton. But perhaps the most mind-bending use of bioluminescence is for camouflage. You might think that in a dark place, turning on a light is the worst way to hide, but for creatures like the hatchetfish, it's the key to becoming invisible. The hatchetfish lives in the ocean's twilight zone, deep enough that it's very dim, but where a little bit of sunlight still filters down from the surface. Predators hunting from below look up, and they can easily spot the dark silhouette of the hatchetfish against the faintly lit water above. To solve this, the hatchetfish has rows of tiny, light-producing organs on its belly. It can precisely control the brightness of these lights to perfectly match the color and intensity of the sunlight filtering down from above. By doing this, it cancels out its own shadow, effectively erasing its silhouette and disappearing into the background. This incredible strategy is called counter-illumination, and it is a biological cloaking device, one of the most sophisticated forms of camouflage on Earth. Even with our advanced understanding, nature's use of light can still leave us speechless. Take the vampire squid, which lives in the deep ocean where there is no light and very little oxygen. When threatened, it doesn't just flash a light, it performs a stunning defensive spectacle. It can make the tips of its arms glow with an eerie blue light, waving them around to misdirect an attacker. If that doesn't work, it can eject a cloud of sticky, glowing mucus, a biological firework display that can sparkle and glow for minutes, blinding and confusing a predator while the squid vanishes into the darkness. On an even grander scale is the rare and mysterious milky seas phenomenon. For centuries, sailors have reported sailing into vast patches of ocean that glow with a steady, uniform, milky white light from horizon to horizon. For a long time, no one knew what caused it. We now know it's the result of a massive bloom of bioluminescent bacteria, trillions upon trillions of them, all communicating through quorum sensing on a scale that is hard to comprehend. These glowing patches of ocean can cover thousands of square miles and last for days, and they are so large that they are visible from space, appearing on satellite images as a faint ghostly glow on the face of the Earth. You might think that this incredible ability belongs only to the animal kingdom, but the story of living light is even stranger and more widespread than that. The power to glow has evolved independently dozens of times all across the tree of life. It's not just fish and fireflies. One of the most hauntingly beautiful forms of bioluminescence comes from the world of fungi. If you were to walk through a dark, damp forest at the right time of year, you might see a ghostly greenish light emanating from a rotting log. This eerie glow, sometimes called foxfire, comes from a species of mushroom, like the ghost fungus. Unlike the flashing of a firefly, the mushroom's glow is a constant, steady light. Scientists are still debating its exact purpose, but some believe the light attracts insects at night, which then crawl over the mushroom and carry its spores to new places, helping the fungus reproduce. Others think it might be a warning sign, telling hungry animals that the mushroom is toxic and should not be eaten. Even more fundamental than fungi, however, are the true masters of bioluminescence, bacteria. In fact, many of the animals we've talked about have a secret. They can't actually make light on their own. Instead, they have formed an incredible partnership with tiny glowing bacteria. The anglerfish's lure and the hatchetfish's belly aren't glowing because of their own cells. They are glowing because they are acting as hosts for a massive, thriving colony of billions of bioluminescent bacteria. This type of relationship, where two different species live together and help each other out, is called symbiosis. The animal provides the bacteria with a safe home and a steady supply of nutrients, and in return, the bacteria provide the animal with a constant source of light. One of the most well-understood of these partnerships is between the tiny Hawaiian bobtail squid and a bacterium called Vibrio fishery. The squid has a special light organ perfectly designed to house these bacteria, but it needs the bacteria to glow only at night. The secret to this timing is a form of microscopic teamwork called quorum sensing. Each bacterium releases a chemical whisper, and only when the bacteria are crowded together do these whispers become a loud shout that tells them all to switch on their lights at once. This communication is the key to the squid's daily cycle. At dawn, the squid expels most of the bacteria, silencing the light organ. During the day, the remaining bacteria multiply. By nightfall, their population is dense enough to reach a quorum, and their chemical signal tells them it's time to glow, providing the squid with its camouflage. It's an amazing system where the squid essentially farms its own light source, and in return, the bacteria get a safe place to live. The squid gets a perfectly controlled, living flashlight powered by its microscopic partners. The work of pioneers like Dubois unlocked the potential to use nature's recipe in our own labs. Scientists realized that the luciferin-luciferase reaction is an incredibly powerful tool. Because it creates light out of nothing, it can act as a perfect reporter, instantly telling you if a specific biological process is happening. This has revolutionized medicine and science. For example, researchers can attach the light-making enzymes to cancer cells. When they introduce the luciferin fuel, the cancer cells glow, allowing scientists to watch in real time on a screen as a tumor shrinks in response to a new drug, or to track how the cancer spreads through a living body. This technology is also a powerful tool for public safety. Specially designed bioluminescent tests can quickly detect harmful bacteria, like E. coli or Salmonella in food, or even test for dangerous toxins in a city's water supply. You simply add the sample to a vial with the luciferin-luciferase mix. If the sample contains the harmful bacteria, a reaction is triggered and the vial glows. It's a fast, effective warning system. But perhaps the most important borrowing from the world of living light is a molecule called green fluorescent protein, or GFP. Discovered in a jellyfish, this protein glows bright green when you shine blue light on it. Scientists learned how to take the gene for GFP and attach it to other proteins, effectively turning GFP into a tiny glowing highlighter that has illuminated the hidden world of the cell and earned its discoverers a Nobel Prize. So from the chemical flash in a single cell to the complex coded messages of fireflies, bioluminescence is one of nature's most dazzling inventions. It's a reminder that even in the darkest corners of our world, life has found a way to create its own light. It's a tool, a language, and a form of magic woven into the fabric of biology. Whether it's being used to attract a mate, lure an unsuspecting meal, or to simply disappear into the twilight, the story of living light is a brilliant example of the power of evolution to solve problems in the most beautiful ways imaginable.